You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Marshall Hughes, CEO and founder of Possel, a crowdsourced service to help omni-channel retailers gain more sales by providing cheaper and more convenient same-day home deliveries for their online orders. Mr. Hughes, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks very much, Eric. It's nice to be here.
You bet, and thanks for joining us. So for starters, where did the idea of Possel come from?
Yeah, so I have a background in freight and logistics. I've worked in the industry for 20 years. And obviously one of the big changes over the last 20 years has been the explosion of online deliveries. And one of my biggest frustrations was the inability of our industry to deliver a delightful and enjoyable service for the receiver. Generally, we were sitting around at work one day, and I said, the time will come when you're walking around a hardware store and your phone will alert you and say, hey, Eric, Marshall, who lives next door to you, has just ordered a rake. If you pick it up from the counter and drop it off to him on the way home, we'll give you a $10 gift voucher. And I just assumed that this would happen at some stage, and it hasn't yet, so I thought I'd go and do it myself.
That is absolutely brilliant and about as creative as it gets. Tell me, was it scary leaving a full-time job to start your own business?
Well, it wasn't, because the reason I left my full-time job was actually to do a thing called Email Handyman, which is corporate email training. And I'd secured the franchise rights for Australia and was ready to go and have clients lined up. But then I got distracted by there's a group called the Founder Institute, who do startup training, and they were offering a course in my hometown of Melbourne. And I thought I'd give that a shot. And they started talking about your passion and what you're actually interested in and what I wanted to do. And it ended up being that I was more excited about parcel and deliveries than I was about email. So it wasn't initially scary, but now that I've been doing this for a few months and I'm experiencing the sort of startup excitement of having no money in the bank and trying to get a business going, now it's becoming more scary as I go along.
I'm sure it is. Now, if you would explain how Possel operates, get into the details there.
It really is quite simple. So I'm not going to worry about talking about the tech, because that's when it gets confusing. But basically, when people are shopping online, there'll be an option for same-day delivery. And the shopper will choose same-day delivery. And then the store or the retailer will then fulfill that from the nearest store, so a shopping mall near to where the person lives. And they'll get that order ready, and then they'll let Possel know it's ready to go. And Possel has what we call delivery members, who are people who've signed up or registered to be part of the service, but they're not couriers, they're not drivers, they're not guys who work in shipping. They're just people who might work in the shopping mall or literally be out doing their shopping. And they'll get an alert on their phone, and it'll say, for example, it might say, hey, Eric, would you like to go and do a pickup from Walmart, for example? To deliver to Marshall, who lives next door, and you either accept or reject. We assume you accept, then you go in and pick the item up from the store, and then there'll be more information come through the app guiding you where to go, and then you deliver the item. And once it's delivered, then we email the delivery member a $10 gift certificate for the retailer of their choice.
You gotta love technology. Today we are joined by Mr. Marshall Hughes, CEO and founder of Possel, a crowdsourced service to help omni-channel retailers gain more sales by providing cheaper and more convenient same-day home deliveries for their online orders here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Hughes, do you believe Possel will increase retail sales?
Yes. Well, this is the key, because I have to solve a problem to actually have a business. So worldwide, shopping cart abandonment runs at 70%. And what that means is that when people are buying online and they get to the checkout and they have to put in their PayPal details or their credit card, 70% of people decide not to purchase. And there's a number of reasons why they don't do that, but freight is a significant factor. It's either too expensive or, really importantly, in the US and in Australia, it's too slow. And the average fulfillment time is 3 to 5 days. So, for example, if you're on a Thursday, which is where I am right now, delivery is not going to happen before the weekend, and you're hoping that it's going to happen before next weekend. And impulse buyers will drop off that purchase. And what we're trying to do with Parcel is help the retailers catch those impulse buyers by saying, hey, you can buy this now, and you can have it within 3 hours.
And that is phenomenal. Now, I would be curious, are people quite responsive to collecting parcels to make some extra money?
Yeah, so Parcel is a two-sided marketplace. So I need retailers to be sending things, and then I need people, delivery members, to be picking them up. Our market research to date has an opt-in rate of 80%. So 80% of people said, I want to have the opportunity to pick something up from the mall, deliver it on my way home in exchange for $10. And it was a significant opt-in rate. And people saw real value in that money when we asked them what they would do with the $10. They said they'd buy lunch, they'd buy gas, they'd buy food. So the people are quite keen to do that, especially with little inconvenience. We're currently setting up a pilot program in my hometown of Melbourne, and we haven't had a problem getting people to register.
Really, really interesting and quite impressive. It really took some creativity on your part to make this happen. Tell me, what are your thoughts on the contingent workforce like Parcel? Do you believe this is the way of the future?
Yeah, so the contingent workforce or the gig economy or that sort of thing, I don't think it's going to be people's main income in the future, but I think using the excess capacity in our society, especially in the Western world, I think that will provide a significant second stream of income for many households. So whether it's obviously things like Airbnb or it's services like Spacer who are renting out spare storage space, I think there's going to be an opportunity for people who can sort of open themselves up to these chances to say, hey, I can do this thing, not do any extra work and still make a little bit of extra money. So I hope that it's not people's basic income, but I'd like to see it people be able to do extra things with us with money.
Well, Mr. Hughes, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you, and really wish you all the best in your endeavors here with Parcel and your startup. Tell our listeners where they can get more information on Parcel and how they could reach out if they needed to.
The best place right now, rather than going to app stores and everything else, is to go to parceldelivery.com, and it's Parcel, P-A-S-S-E-L, delivery.com.
Easy enough. Well, Mr. Hughes, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success, and certainly look forward to a future conversation with an update right here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks very much, Eric. It was an absolute pleasure.
And the pleasure was certainly ours. We have been speaking with Mr. Marshall Hughes, the CEO and founder of Parcel, a crowdsourced service to help omnichannel retailers gain more sales by providing cheaper and more convenient same-day home deliveries for their online orders. And for more information, simply visit parceldelivery.com. And this is Eric Guy, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.